So I wanted to take a little bit of time here, Mike, to talk about a pencil, actually. As crazy as that sounds, I think that there's some interesting, some interesting thoughts and ideas here, because it's one of those things that is, okay, a pencil is by nature so simple. How can you possibly improve upon a pencil?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a tool that's been used for hundreds of years in its current form, and I think that there are a lot of things out there, as always, how do you improve upon, how do you, build the better mousetrap, as it were, is the common theme, and the fact is that you can, you can always improve upon something, no matter how seemingly unimprovable it is. But so I've never really liked pencils. I should go straight off the bat and say I've never really liked pencils. I've always been a pen guy. I mean, even as a kid, I have the same thing about chalk, by the way, but that's a whole other story.
Interesting.
I've never been able to get used to the way that chalk feels when writing with it, like on, and also the way it feels,
the sort of the
gritty, dusty,
scratchy kind of feeling.
I don't like that. But here's another thing, and that is I've always had really, so getting back to the pencil, I've always had really, really small handwriting. Especially my lowercase letters, my E's and my A's and my O's. And the problem with pencils is that as you write with them, they dull.
Right.
And I mean, even if you're using a mechanical pencil, eventually the edge of that tip becomes rounded. And so because my letters are so small, the O's and the A's and the E's started after a while when you write with a pencil. I mean, even after just a few sentences, they kind of start to bleed together and start looking like each other. So
when you can't read your own handwriting, you've got a bit of an issue going on.
Well, exactly. Right? I mean, that's a problem. So recently, I came across a pencil that has basically solves that problem. It's got a built-in mechanism that basically turns the lead a little bit each time you press it down on the paper and pick it up off of the paper. It turns the lead just a little bit as soon as you pick it off. So as you're writing, it's the lead inside the pencil is turning, and on this little built-in engine, thus keeping the point always sharp. It's made by Uniball. It's called the Kuru Toga. That's Kurutoga. It's Japanese company, Japanese name.
Clearly, yes.
Clearly, but I mean, it really has. It's changed my life in a significant way. There's finally a pencil that I could use, and there are some tasks that are better suited for a pencil than a pen. There are some things.
We've spoken about this before. You sort of told me about it, and I thought that you were maybe being a bit crazy.
Me?
In the way you were talking about it. And so I bought myself one from Amazon. It was like a fiver or something.
Yeah.
And it is now a mainstay in my breast pocket, along with my two favourite pens, just simply because it's such a simple idea and mechanism, really, but it's executed so well that it just makes it a pleasant tool to write with.
Yeah.
And that's the best way to describe it. It just makes it pleasant. There's no downside to the fact of it being a pencil because of the way it makes your handwriting look.
Right. And plus, what I like about it is this is the perfect example of here's a problem that has existed for hundreds of years. That a lot of times, I'm sure people who regularly write with pencils have just gotten in the habit of, you know, of twisting it around every now and then in order to keep the tip sharp as it, you know, as it writes down. And, you know, is probably one of these people that said, I wonder if I could build a pencil that would do that for me automatically. Mm-hmm. And they did it. And it's really perfect. They're not that expensive. They're a mechanical pencil. They're a little bit more expensive than kind of your standard mechanical pencil. But I tell you, the little bit of extra added expense is more than worth it to me, for a pencil that always has a tip that is sharp.
Yep. And the fact that it's got the extra expense, I consider to be a good thing. I have this thing that I tell people that work for me. They're always losing their pens. Everyone loses pens. Nobody's ever got a pen. It's because they use Bic biros.
Yes.
I say to them, if you spend a little bit of money, you won't lose it.
Yep.
Because you won't let yourself lose it.
Yep.
So my favorite pens were pens that are bought for me as birthday gifts. And I check to make sure they're in my pocket multiple times a day just by patting it.
Yeah.
And now the Kurutoga's in there as well, because yes, it's a pencil and it's a fraction of the cost of the pens that I have, but it was a £5 pencil. So, you know, in my mind, that doesn't really add up properly. So I take more care of it.
Well, everyone who knows me knows I'm a complete pen geek. I'm a fountain pen geek. I'm the worst kind of pen geek. And I mean, just looking around my desk, I've got hundreds of dollars in fountain pens sitting here. just the ones within eyesight. And I've got a collection that includes some, probably a few hundred dollars more, if not maybe $1,000. And so you're absolutely right. I would never lose any one of these pens, and the reason being is, well, several of them are vintage and are really difficult to replace, and really expensive to replace as well. And the more that you spend on such an object, the less likely you are to be careless with it. Mm-hmm. You will take better care just simply because of that. And, a lot of people don't know this, but the Kurutoga actually, they've got the regular kind of, plastic, models. But they also, I think these are only available. You can't get these from Amazon. You have to go to like a Japanese pen/pencil importer, like Jet Pens is a good one. I love Jet Pens, but they make a deluxe model, as it were, with a nice metal body, and it's a bit more expensive. I actually have several of these now, and I've got two of those. And they're nicely weighted. Ooh. And they feel good in the hand. Yeah. So, be warned. You might be spending a little bit more money here, but I couldn't more highly recommend these. And once again, like I said, it's such a simple problem, but it makes such a big difference, such a big impact. So, so I just wanted to cover that for our first. We're going to actually, I think, talk in upcoming podcasts about other analog tools that we like to use, because sometimes they're more appropriate than the digital ones. I know both, there was a back and forth going on between, two of our favorite writers, Randy Murray and Benjamin Brooks, about, using iPads in a meeting. And Benjamin Brooks was like, I have no problem using an iPad, and I don't find it a problem. Here's why. And Randy Murray was like, well, in some cases, pen and paper is just more appropriate. And they both had their points, but I think you and I both, like I know we'd like to talk about notebooks, I'd love to talk notebooks with you. I'd love to talk more about pens, especially fountain pens, because you don't, because if it's something that you're interested in, you don't have to spend a lot of money. There's a lot of great ones in. They're at very low price points. And, you know, sometimes the analog tool makes sense. And I know we've had some requests for it. So, we'll talk about more of this in the podcast, but I'm going to put a link to the Kurotogas, in the show notes. And I urge everyone to give one of these a try, especially if you're someone who's never liked writing with a pencil. This is the pencil for you.
Good stuff.
All right.
So go buy one.
yeah. Like Mike did. I told him about it and he went out and bought one. So, well, now you
never look back.
Yep. All right. Thanks a lot, Mike. And, we'll chat later.
Cheers, mate.
All right.